Now, we spoke to Mark a couple, or last week, about the bus that he's taking up to the fire-affected communities just to take some people up there to get some heavy work done. And Mark joins us again now. Morning, Mark.
Hey, Lou. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. How's it been going?
It hasn't been going too bad. I've got a full bus on Saturday. I've got a bit over half a bus on Sunday and Monday. Thursday and Friday are a little bit lean, but that's understandable. People have got to work, so...
Yeah, fair enough.
I've even got two ladies from Wagga who meet me at Holbrook on the weekend,
I
can pick them up too, so...
Fantastic. So tell us again, Mark, just remind us who you're looking for, basically, to take with you up there.
Look, anybody that can pick up something or help take down a wire fence, you know, the old rural fences and that type of thing.
Yep.
You know, ladies, men, we're not anybody, it doesn't matter, you know. They just need a bit of help up there, and if we can give them a little bit of help to start what they've got to do, because it's going to take a long time for them to recoup what they've lost.
Yeah, absolutely. So just, it's basically the clean-up operation at the moment, isn't it? So people that can just go up there for the day. Now, they'll be looked after once they're up there too. They'll be fed and watered and all that sort of stuff, won't they?
We've got water up there. A lovely lady, Sarah Goodenson, from Bone Bake Daycare. She's making cakes for us, proof patterns, doing slices. My wife, Beck, and my daughter, Emma, they're making lunches up in packs for them. Everything will be covered for them that way.
Fantastic. Now, where exactly are you heading to?
Going out to Jinjaik to start off with. We've got a couple of farms there to start on.
Yep.
And we'll try and get through them. We'll try and get a little bit done on those and just we'll work our way from there and see how we go.
All right, finally, now in terms of getting in contact with you, was there an email that you gave us last time?
Yeah, it's markp154@outlook.com.
Beautiful. And I think I'll have a look through, but we posted info up on our Facebook page as well.
You did. Thank you very much for that. Can I just thank some of the people who've donated too? Book a Bus, Matty Kane, Fastener Specialist, Hume Hire, Ready to Hire, Lead Steel, and Bachmann's. Bachmann Batteries, they donated with fuses, 600 litres of bar oil.
All right, great stuff. Any more, Mark? We're out of time.
No, that's it.
All right, beautiful. No worries. So that email again...
is markp154@outlook.com.
Beauty. You're doing a great job, Mark.
That 154 is not my age either.
Clearly not, because you've still got plenty get up and go.
Good on you.
Well done, Mark. Good work, mate. We'll catch up with you again probably next week to find out how it all went.
I think so. Thank you very much.